When you became First Lady in 2001, the Taliban ruled Afghanistan, and the country was seen as a hotbed of terrorist activity. Then came the U.S. military intervention and the new government. From your point of view, how has life changed for the people of Afghanistan since the past 6 years?
Well, I think there have been very dramatic changes in the past 6 years. So many, many changes, for obviously the governmental changes, where there's been an election, two elections, in fact, and so many people have voted, including many, many women. The new government, the constitution. I mean, all of those steps that Afghanistan has taken are huge steps. It's amazing that a constitution has been written, that governments have been elected, that schools have been built, and children are back in school, really all over Afghanistan. I mean, those are very, very dramatic changes. Are there a lot of things left to do? Of course. But it's amazing, and the world has watched, and I'll have to say, I think the world has stood with Afghanistan while we've watched.
You had an opportunity to travel to Afghanistan in 2005.
That's right.
And meet Afghan people. Why did you decide to go? And also, what were your first impressions of Afghanistan?
Well, of course, I'd been really watching Afghanistan on television, like everyone else in the United States, since right after September 11th. I gave the president's radio address shortly after September 11th to talk about the plight of women in Afghanistan. I wanted American women and American men and women both to know the challenges that Afghan women were facing. And really, after that, I watched it, and I longed to go to Afghanistan. I really wanted to have the chance to visit, and finally, I did in 2005, and then I went back again with the president when we opened our embassy there.
Mm-hmm. Since then, you've lent your name to a number of causes, and for example, Ashiana Foundation, that to improve their health and to improve the lives of women and children. In your opinion, what are the greatest needs? And also, how should the international community be involved to provide assistance?
Well, of course, since I'm a teacher myself and a librarian, and that's what I did for a career, I think education is the single most important function that the government, if it can, should provide, because I think that'll make all the difference for the next generations of Afghanis. But also there's a huge need for just basic infrastructure, for roads so that remote areas of Afghanistan can be joined to the rest of the country, clean water, food, shelter, all of those are basic necessities. And there are many ways the international community can help and has helped. I mean, roads have been built, many, many more roads since, of course, or in the last 5 years. And health center, basic health care is necessary. There are a lot of ways the international community can help, and they have already helped. But also, I think there are a lot of ways the people of Afghanistan can work together and try to put differences aside and really stand up and say, we don't want terrorism anymore. We want to take this chance, this opportunity our country has to build a good and safe and decent country in Afghanistan so that everyone can be safe and feel secure and children can be educated again.
Let's talk about the lives of women. You're actively supported of education and also job training programs for women. Can you share with us some of the success stories?
Well, there are so many really terrific success stories. One that comes immediately to my mind is because we were just here together at Georgetown University, and one of the women who was around the table with us was a woman who started a company called Arzu, which I understand means hope. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure Afghan women could support themselves and also make sure that many of the special crafts and arts that Afghan women know how to do, rug weaving, for instance, aren't lost. And so she has helped Afghan women who make carpets be able to export those carpets. And in fact, we have bought some for the White House. And I'm proud that we have these two rugs made by women in Afghanistan at the White House. But that's only one single example of a way that an American woman has worked with women in Afghanistan to make sure that while these women are doing what they already knew how to do, which was weaving rugs, that they also get the life skills and the help to be able to help their whole families. And they really, their lives have changed, and they've changed for the better.
Mm-hmm. Teachers, particularly women teachers, often put their lives at risk to go to their jobs. And what can be done to protect them better?
Well, it's very important. All of the security concerns that the United States military and the United States government are involved in are very, very important. And it's important at the same time for Afghanistan to build up its own police force and its own military in cooperation with all of the countries, the international community that is there on the ground in Afghanistan to protect women. But and children, obviously, and teachers, and to make sure that children are educated. But it's also very important for civic society to increase in Afghanistan so that people feel free to say, I want my child to be educated, and my child has a right to be educated, and to speak up to the forces that want to deny education to the children of Afghanistan. I'm proud of all the ways the United States government has been involved in education there. I got to visit when I went to Afghanistan into Kabul in 2005, the Teacher Training Institute that's there, and that is a dorm. It's a safe place for women from the provinces to come in and live while they're trained to be teachers, with the idea that when they go back to their village, they can train other people in a cascading effect to try to get as many teachers and as many schools opened all across Afghanistan as quickly as possible. And I met teachers there. I've also met many teachers from Afghanistan who've come to the United States, who live with families here and study here just for a semester or for a short time on learning as many teaching methods as possible so they can go back and be really good quality teachers. But I understand the fear that particularly women, but women and men have in Afghanistan when they talk about education, something that was denied before during the Taliban. And I urge the people of Afghanistan to stand together and say it's so important for our children to have better lives, for them to be educated.
You're also a great champion of the healthcare sector, especially for infants and children. Right now in Afghanistan, NGOs and the humanitarian organizations are doing much of the work. But still, many clinics and hospitals lack the staff and equipment they need to save lives. In your point of view, what should be done to turn this around and give the doctors they need?
Well, that's also very important, and there are a lot of ways the international community can help and has helped. In fact, one of the reasons that child mortality rate has decreased by a large percentage in Afghanistan is because healthcare has gotten out to many parts of Afghanistan because of NGOs, like you said, and the international community coming in. It's also important for healthcare workers to be trained. One of the things that was mentioned today was that in adult literacy classes for women, especially who, because they were growing up during the time of the Taliban, missed on the opportunity to be educated, a lot of their textbooks that they're using to learn to read, they're their readers really, are also health education books so that mothers can be educated and can know what to do to help their own children. Mm-hmm. But it's also a very important job for people to seek, and that is to try to get training in health care so that people can go back to their own villages and serve as healthcare workers there.
Let's move to the higher education. I know you're a big supporter of the American University in Kabul. Why do you think advanced education is so important for young Afghans?
Well, I hope that as many young Afghans as possible will graduate from high school and then seek higher education. One of the really important things for people in Afghanistan to know is this capacity building. If there are people who are educated, who can be good managers, who can be good leaders, then when these donations come in from the international community, there's a way to very successfully manage that money so that it reaches everyone in Afghanistan. And building capacity like that takes time. And one of the things it takes is education, and in many cases, higher education, which is why I want to urge Afghan students to finish high school and then to seek a scholarship so they can go on to higher education.
Great. Afghanistan is still plagued with many problems, mainly and particularly the drug trade. Mm-hmm. Right now, I know U.S. and its allies are helping and they are working hard to eradicate the drug trade. We want your thoughts on this.
Well, I hope that people who are involved in the drug trade will see if there are some other legitimate crops they could grow, the farmers who are growing poppies. See if there's any way you could grow a crop, an agricultural crop other than poppies, that you can make money on. And in some parts of Afghanistan, that is happening. In the parts where there's more security, people are stopping growing poppies and starting to grow pomegranates, for instance, mm-hmm. or tulips, or other crops that are legitimate crops that are also high dollar crops. And I know the United States government is joining with the government of Afghanistan to try to eradicate the drug trade, to do what we can to help farmers find a legitimate crop to grow so they can support their families. But this also requires the will of the people of Afghanistan to say, we don't really want to be involved in the drug trade. We don't want our country to be associated mm-hmm. with that. And we urge people, all of our fellow citizens, to find a legitimate way to make money.
Afghanistan's neighbor, Pakistan, is facing a turbulent period of uncertainty, and especially after its former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's assassination. But thousands of her followers are vowing to follow her path and to fight for her cause, which was towards a democratic government. What is your message to the brave men and women in Pakistan?
Well, I stand with all those who are reaching out for democracy, and I also grieve for the life of Benazir Bhutto and send my condolences to the people of Pakistan. It's very important for people to reach out for democracy, both in Pakistan and in Afghanistan. Afghanistan and Pakistan share such a very long border that the relations between the two countries should be strong. And as one country wants to reach out for democracy, and the other country, Afghanistan, is building its democracy, there are a lot of ways, I think, that the two countries can help each other and can be really good friends. I'm proud that President Bush hosted President Karzai and Musharraf together. So there are ways that both Pakistan and Afghanistan can reach out to each other.
Over the past year, Hollywood has discovered Afghanistan with the films like Kite Runner and Charlie Wilson's War. First of all, what do you think of these films? And also, do you think this raised awareness of Afghanistan will lead to more U.S. and international support for the people of Afghanistan?
Absolutely. And I want to say the book by Khaled Hosseini that The Kite Runner is taken from was a huge bestseller in the United States. I think it's still, The Kite Runner is still on the bestseller list, mm-hmm. along with his second book, A Thousand Splendid Sons, which is also on the bestseller list. And I think both of those books give an idea to American people of what life was like in Afghanistan before the Soviet invasion and the years of war, and what life is like in Afghanistan during the Taliban and coming up to now. And I think they're important because I think they give Americans a chance to really understand Afghanistan. And now, of course, the movie is out. A lot of people will see it. And I want Americans to know about Afghanistan. And I want Afghanis to know about Americans. I want the people of Afghanistan to know how invested Americans are in the success of Afghanistan and how we want to make sure Afghanistan succeeds and builds a democracy and builds a place with the rule of law and where the rights of women and children and men are protected.
I have only one question, so I'll make it into a few parts. You will be returning to your private life 1 year from now. Will you continue your commitment with the people of Afghanistan, or you will end your commitment? And also, what you want your legacy to be? And also, in the years that you spend in the White House, what are your best years and why?
Well, certainly I will continue my commitment to Afghanistan, I hope, for the rest of my life. I think it's sort of ironic when I look back on my childhood. In 1957, when I was 11 years old in the sixth grade in Midland, Texas, I wrote my school report on Afghanistan. And, of course, when I wrote that report, I saw Afghanistan as this very exotic country that was a long way away. I would have never guessed that I would have gotten to go to Afghanistan, or that I would have had such a strong feeling of affection for Afghanistan as an adult. When we leave, a year from now, we'll build a presidential library, and I hope that Afghanistan will be a big part of that library. I certainly hope I can continue on the U.S.-Afghan Women's Council, the meeting that you just saw today, because it will not just be government-sponsored, but hopefully will be a part of Georgetown University. So I look forward in those years to hosting Afghan women and men at the Bush Library and to continue my commitment to Afghanistan. Also, look forward to visiting Afghanistan as a private citizen.
And your best memories in the White House.
And certainly my best memories, many of them have to do with Afghanistan.
Great.
To see the dramatic changes there, and and to see the girls in school in Afghanistan. I mean, that's a really incredible chance for me to have the chance to see a country change so dramatically because of help and intervention from the United States.
Thank you very, very much, Mrs. Bush, for your time.
Thank you.
A lot.